one issue that is sure to come up in President Obama's State of the Union address next week is income inequality. Last month, he said it was the challenge of our time.
And that is a dangerous and growing inequality and lack of upward mobility that has jeopardized middle-class America's basic bargain, that if you work hard, you have a chance to get ahead.
Well, a new study finds that upward mobility in the U.S. has not declined. Derek Thompson joins us to explain. He's business editor at The Atlantic, and he's with us from New York, as he is each week. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, explain that, because a lot of people are going to say, wait a minute, that can't be right, that upward mobility has actually not changed over time.
This is complicated stuff, so I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. Everybody knows that the U.S. economy is more unequal than it's been in a long time. The richer have a bigger share of income and wealth. But you have smart people saying that shouldn't matter so long as children born to poor families have a shot at getting ahead, at moving up the income ladder. What this study today tells us is that income inequality has gotten worse, and social mobility, this ability to move up and down the ladder, hasn't changed. It's exactly where it was two decades ago, very close to where it was 50 years ago. So the optimistic take here is, hooray, despite all this income inequality, we've managed to keep social mobility as high as it was a half century ago. But the pessimistic take is that winning the birth lottery, being born into the right family, now matters more than ever, which means that lower income kids are born at a greater disadvantage every year.
And we should say, by the way, the study comes from some people at Harvard, at Berkeley, at the Office of Tax Analysis at the Treasury Department. And Derek, there is also a look in this study at geographical differences. Tell us about that, because I see that the odds of reaching the top fifth, if you're starting from the bottom fifth, are actually best in San Jose, California, out of the biggest 50 cities in the U.S., and worst in, it looks like, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right. So you have a situation here where it's called the United States, but it's really just an amalgam of cities, which are sort of like very, very different countries. So in the most upwardly mobile cities like Salt Lake City, San Francisco, you have mobility rates that are basically similar to the best countries in Western Europe, to Denmark, to Sweden. But then you have other cities, Atlanta, Charlotte, like you mentioned, the Rust Belt, where you're looking at mobility rates that are worse than every other developed country in the world. So the United States is a collection, somewhat, of both the greatest countries and the worst countries in the world when it comes to social mobility, which means that where you're born has a huge impact on how you can get ahead, how far you can climb that economic ladder.
Well, is there any sense of why those places, as you say, in the Rust Belt are worse in terms of upward mobility than some of the places along the coast, it looks like?
I think the single most important lesson to take away from this study is that parents matter even more than we thought. Parents choose where their children live. The single most important indicator to predict economic mobility, it was the share of kids born to single-parent households. Single-parent households have a really, really hard time getting their kid ahead. So what you see, I think, is that the income of the parent is increasingly determinant of the income of the child. And that's a problem. That's a problem that a country that prizes itself on opportunity and social mobility that we need to worry about.
Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic, a very interesting study, and we'll put a link to it up at our website, hereandnow.org. Derek, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.